98.1 KZE. Tonight at Hardiman Orchards, it's the Tim O'Brien Band here in the studio to play us a couple of songs. It's Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius.
2, 1, 2, 3. On the TV, said he kinda liked my song. I'll be honest, it surprised me. Maybe he's not always wrong. I try to pick my battles. I don't want to start a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. I see him out a lot more often. Now the weather's nice again. If people ever saw us talking, they might even think we're friends. In 20 years he's been my neighbor. Still don't know what makes him tick. One rule I know to follow: don't bring up politics. And I try to pick my battles. I don't want to start a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. Watched our kids grow up together. We called them in when it got dark outside, and I loaned him my tools. We swam in his pool, broadcast the rules when somebody died. On vacation on some western tourist trail, I'll cut his grass when it gets tall. I told him I'd take in his veil. And in this world there's lots of trouble. It doesn't matter where you are. Jesus said to love your neighbor, but you don't have to go that far. I try to pick my battles. I don't want to start a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. I'm gonna walk around the fence between us. Won't go running to the store. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door.
98.1 KZE, Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius in the studio playing tonight at Hardiman Orchard, 7 p.m. with local opener Bill Stump. Did we decide
Bob
it was
Stump,
Bob Stump?
Bob Stump. Maybe Bill will come by his brother Bill.
Yeah.
And all their
Red Hook
extended
Stumps.
Family, yeah.
They can all ride in one van.
So that was Cup of Sugar. That's the title track from the new album.
Right.
Highly relatable.
Thank you. Yes, you know, it's good to have neighbors. It's good to have a fence.
Yeah, exactly. I think we live next to very similar people, right down to the loud music on Sundays.
I think we're the neighbors that play the music, but, you know, I'm imagining that when we're out practicing on the back porch, they go, they're there again.
I think they like it.
I think if my neighbor a couple houses down was playing live and he sounded like you guys, I'd be way more into it.
Well.
So back at Hardiman Orchards, I know you are regulars there.
Well, we're trying to be. Yeah. I was supposed to be there last summer, but we got Jen and I were going to play there.
Yeah, but we both got COVID.
We got COVID, so we canceled.
And
but
the
I was
time
there a couple
before,
years before,
I was sick, and you went by yourself.
That's right. Yeah, so you know, we booked this twice and looks like we're playing
the third time's the charm.
Stars have finally aligned.
And we got the whole band, and that's exciting. Yeah,
looking forward. I love the barn and the scene there. Baskets of apples and the grill going out back.
Yeah.
It's pretty down home.
Pretty special. Yeah. Do you play a lot of barn shows? Is this kind of a
venue? Actually,
I'd
like to just limit it to barns. I really like playing in them. We played a couple, three last summer, and it was really, really nice. And I like this one. But we play all, you know, wherever people will have us, really.
Yeah. Have you had a busy summer? You're touring a lot?
We have been busy, yeah. It's been good. We were just out in Colorado, and then where were we last weekend? We were somewhere else.
That's how it goes.
I can't remember where we were. just ask me, like, what we're doing tomorrow. We're going to Green Mountain tomorrow over in Vermont.
Okay.
A festival there.
That's a little bit of a drive.
And then they're playing another barn on Sunday in Maine.
Maybe next summer, just do the barn tour.
I'd like to, yeah.
Yes, he's really been talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, new album is Cup of Sugar.
Yeah.
And tell me about the new album. Is it all kind of songs related to your life or a little bit of everything?
Well, yeah, there's nothing but, you know, it's all about me.
There's
I
a
can't
lot
have
of
no, nothing
animal
else to write
songs
about.
On there.
There's a bunch of animals. Let's do an animal song for him. There's a bunch of animal songs. We'll do one about a bear.
Cool.
Kind of had a... this was, I think, written right before the Russian invasion. I was kind of thinking about Putin as a bear, you know, kind of feeling like his habitat was threatened. But it's kind of a song about anybody that feels like their way of life or their, you know, their world is kind of shrinking and going out of style and don't know what to do. They're kind of mad about it. Ain't never been caught, ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. I'm a bear, he cried, but I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. Bailing behind him and side to side. So a tree he can climb if he needed to hide. He'd been asleep all winter. Of course he knew he stank, but he could smell that smoke coming from across the far creek bank. Up a bear he cried, but I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a chips and stumps where the trees had been. Piles of rocks and logs, so they're building again. And he said this world's gone crazy, trying to close me in. I need more room to move. And then he ran back and roared again. I'm a bear, he cried, but I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. Now you won't see me at the village fair. With a ring in my nose and sit round in the square. I'd rather drink mud or water, sleep in a hollow log, than to have you try to train me like some jumping circus dog. I'm a bear, he cried, ooh, I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a driving rain. He said someday I'll fight him with my back turned to the wall. Until that day I keep on walking, gonna keep on walking tall. I'm a bear, he cried, ooh, I'm more than that. There's something
an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. I'm a bear.
98.1 KZE, Tim O'Brien, Jam for Bricious. Yeah, that's great. Is this? I feel like this is going to be a fun show tonight.
Oh, yeah. We got a great fiddler named Shad Cobb. He's always surprising us with his innovations, on-the-spot improvisations. He paints himself into a corner and then jumps out right at the last minute and saves it. And old Mr. Reliable Mike Bubb on the bass, award-winning bassist. And also a secret weapon is sitting in, well, he's been playing the last couple of weeks with us. Justin Moses is playing dobro and banjo. He's a killer. And it's fun. We get to, you know, we go back in the deeper in the catalog and we play the new songs. We got some songs that haven't been recorded. We have another Animal song. It's a new one we're going to debut tonight called The Lonesome Armadillo. We've had one in our backyard kind of digging. They don't have armadillos here yet, do they?
No. Where's your armadillo?
We're in Tennessee, okay. You know, and they've been there in like the last 10 years. A couple of them got across the river and
I heard they're moving north.
They're moving north.
Yeah. Climate change is pushing them up, I think.
Yeah, they're around and they're tearing up the yard and
they do a lot of damage.
They are cute though.
They're cute in a certain way, yeah.
Is that what you call cute?
I saw one. The only time I've seen one in person was in Louisiana, and I thought it was cute.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, it's one of our native marsupials.
Right.
Yeah. Very few. Tim O'Brien Band at Hardeman Orchards tonight, kicking off 7 o'clock with Bob Stump opening. And then off to Green Mountain Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah, correct. Green Mountain's going to be, I haven't been to there. I heard it's a great event, but yeah, looking forward to that.
I feel like there's never a bad time to go play bluegrass music in Vermont.
No, it's time to do that again.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for making
Thanks
the
for
time.
Having us, Kim.
Thank you.
We got, well, actually, we're going to hear all about the Green Mountain Bluegrass Fest and come right back with Rebecca Koop on the way.